just heard you sing this song, and there's a part that you sang that I've not heard. It's a chant, a very, very, very powerful chant. Because many times, chants carry the spirit of prophecy on them. Can you sing that part for us before you sit down? Very powerful. La 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 la. La 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 la. Praise the Lord. I just sense before we sit down, there are people here, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. You have tarried around a realm in the Spirit for a long time. There is a beckoning of the Spirit to go into very deep levels. I stretch my hands right now in the name of Jesus. Father, there are people who have operated around certain gifts at a level that is no longer profitable for the hunger and the desire of those who come to you. In the name of Jesus, inside and outside, I pray, let there be a measurement of 1,000 cubits, and may you be pushed prophetically, step into that new level. In the name of Jesus, new level of prophecy, new level of power, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just help those under the anointing. Very powerful. Out of my belly shall flow to the nations healing, revival, miracles, signs. Shalatos kalibarahaskia. Shalabarados edigenia. And as the river flowed, every fish that was dead, when it came in contact with that water, it came back to life. It's a life-giving river. Hallelujah. In 1 minute, I'd like us to truly honor Minister Prosper. Let me tell you this. He's a man, hold on please. He's a man that God has helped. God has taken his songs to the nations. And let me prophesy to you that in the name of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of prophecy, we measure 1,000 cubits and we shift you to deeper realms. For you and your team, may you be the first partakers of this miracle service. That your feet has stepped upon this ground. In the name of Jesus, every other nation that has not heard you, I stand by the rod of the prophetic and the apostolic. We open up the gates hither and thither. In the name of Jesus Christ, greater songs from the Spirit to bless the nations. Kings will honor you. Nobles will cast their crowns in honor of the grace of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, let's honor Minister Prosper. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Please be seated. We have to hurry up. There is a strong impartation going on at Overflow 1. I don't know what it is with Overflow 1 this night, but there is a strong move of the Spirit. This is what I'm seeing. I kept seeing light while I sat back here. Light just coming on them. Doesn't mean that God will not touch all everybody. You came for a miracle service. It's not just a healing service. A miracle service is a prophetic service. A miracle service is a lifting service. A miracle service is a restoration service. A miracle service is an impartation service. You must be very sensitive tonight. We have come before the God of heaven. We won't be here for long. But there are no miracle services that are the same. We are coming with our hearts desperate and hungry. Shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. E-I-E-I-E. Ta ra 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 ra. Rivers of living water. The Lord is ministering to me that there are 16 people. They are carrying the healing anointing. There is the grace for healing. Genuine healing. I stretch my hands by the Spirit of God. Inside, outside. The nations need the healing power of the Spirit. Not only to receive, but to be distributors. Some of you have seen this in your dream. Some of you have been prophesied upon. That moment will come and you will carry this power. In the name of Jesus. Shabakata. Healing. Dream. Kabaruta Shelekekea. Contact the grave. Bring healings to communities. Bring healings to nations. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm still praying for the healing anointing. The healing ministry is part of the end time ministry. A body has now prepared for me. Satan is about destroying the bodies of men. Because your body is your legal authorization. Again, I declare, as many who must enter into this end time ministry of healing, let's restore the real anointing for healing. Genuine healing miracles. Father, let it fall like rain from heaven. Let it fall upon young and old, male and female, inside and outside. Take that grace in the name of Jesus. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. Yeah. You've taken the pain and the sorrow away. You've given me peace undeniable. No need to cry, cause you're always with me. You're my father, my everything. Oh, in my Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice and sing. We'll be seated shortly. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for a group of people that God is bringing speed. Now, I want you to hold them because they will begin to run out all over the overflows. Just bring them, direct them out. Father, for the years that have been eaten over the lives of people, canker worms, caterpillars, palmer worms, I want to stretch my hands. The grace for speed is going to fall on men and women. Some of them will begin to run physically. I want you to help them so they don't injure themselves. Father, in the name of Jesus, as many who must drink of this grace, I stretch my hands. Take that grace now. Speed to your destiny. Speed to your destiny. Speed to your destiny. In the name of Jesus, financial speed. Speed in your spiritual life. Speed in career. I speak it by the Spirit of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm hearing the name Joshua, my namesake. I'm hearing the name Joshua. This man I'm talking about is in Overflow 1. I'm going to pray for you. But the gentleman I'm seeing is at the back, Overflow 1. The power of the Holy Spirit is strong here. There are two of you, the power of God is coming on you. This is the instruction God is giving me. Two of you here, standing. Right now as I'm speaking, there is a strong anointing. God is introducing you to dimensions of grace, dimensions of fire, even by His Spirit. You will never be the same. He's activating something very strong upon your life. My friend, shout Jesus as loud as you can. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. There are chains that I'm seeing around your feet. I curse those chains. Be free, be loose from them now. This gentleman, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord sets you free. For every one of you, what do you do? Yes. Huh?
I work in a bank.
What do you have to do with a bank?
I work in a bank now.
Huh?
I work with Zenith Bank.
You work with?
Zenith Bank.
Zenith Bank, come. I want to pray for you. You believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
The gentleman is shocked. Not everybody fakes this thing, no, my brother. There are people who have paid their price with God. Please stand up. I'm going to pray for you. Where?
PZ.
Your days here are numbered. I'm seeing them lift you out of this city. It's a very great increase. You believe that? You believe in prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Was it not your prayer?
It is, sir.
Is it not your prayer? I'm seeing you praying this thing I'm saying now. In the name of Jesus, this is your own miracle service. I declare by the Spirit of grace. May that grace that will cause your superiors to favor you. And I'm using him to pray for someone who has been in a position that is no longer a blessing to you. By prophecy, help them please. I move you to the next season of your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, ye have encompassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northwards. There are times where you are blessed you yesterday. But it no longer becomes a blessing today. And you must discern the grace that shifts men into new seasons. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is. He does not remain as a God who was. There is what God is now. Doesn't negate what he was. But there is his current emphasis. And there is who is to come. The spirit of stagnation insists that you remain in your yesterday. Even though time has entered your tomorrow, You are in your tomorrow, but living in the reality of yesterday. Whatever has kept you, yesterday that has refused to leave you, there is a string that connects Shapakatuskia, connecting you to yesterday. You are entering every year and it's looking like the years passed. In the name of Jesus, help them please. I declare, every string connecting you to yesterday, I cut it off you now. I cut it off you now. He says, behold, I do a new thing. I bless every one of you who is standing here in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, that you have come heeding to the call. My friend, look at me. Lift your hands. This one. Yes. I'm seeing oil. This one with handkerchief. I'm seeing oil coming on your head. What do you do? I want to pray for you. God is going to use you. Where are you from?
From Kaduna State.
Stand up. That rejected stone, you will be surprised to see what God will make out of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare power from heaven, the grace that separates men and consecrates them until they become mighty. May that grace rest upon your life. You will begin to have encounters. I'm speaking it to you. This grace, your eyes will be open to see and to know things in the spirit. I shift you to that realm, the realm of encounters. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in the name of Jesus. There are miracles in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, Maxwell. There is a training that the Holy Spirit is doing with you. He will make you a very mighty man of God. Very mighty man of God. You will carry a prophetic and apostolic grace to the nations. He's still training you and building you. But in due season, the nations will hear you. You will minister with such levels of power, such levels of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please bring for me the lady that shouts under the anointing now. Bring her. God bless you, gentlemen. Please, you can go back to your seat rejoicing. Please play the strings for me. Anybody with the strings? Let me just speak to that lady and then we'll be seated shortly. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is taking away reproach from your life and your family. I declare by the Spirit of grace, reproach. Let this proverb no longer be heard in Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God. In the name that is above all names, reproach be gone forever. For your shame, he says, you will receive double. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. Where you have been deserted so that no man goes through you. In fact, this prophetic word is not only for this lady. Seasons of shame. Seasons of reproach. There are people, what is written on your life is Ichabod. It looks like you only have yesterday to comfort yourself. There is nothing new happening right now. But I declare the seasons of reproach, may they come to an end now. Seasons of reproach come to an end now. Seasons of reproach come to an end now. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please sit down if you can. We'll be very fast. I'll be praying for the sick shortly. Madam, this woman, come. The Lord is about to change your story. Where are you coming from?
I'm from Zaria here.
You are from Zaria.
Yes,
I want to pray for you. Stand up, please. Are you alone? Did you come alone?
I came with my children.
Where are they? They are outside. That's all right. Let me pray for you. That's all right. I want to pray for you. Mighty things are happening in this place. Please, I'd like you to be sensitive. God is turning people's captivity around. What do you do, my friend? Is this your mother? What does he do?
Not started anything.
Because there is the spirit of leadership. My friend, look at me. I'm seeing the grace for leadership on you. Huh? And God is going to make you a very great leader. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. But as it is now, there's no job for him. He's a graduate, but
we have a school.
I want to pray for you that God will give you a good job. These are your children? No problem, don't worry, even if it's just one or two of them. Father, first I pray for this family. Madam, I'm not a prophet of doom, but in the name of Jesus, I cancel accident from your life. It will never be said you were on your way going to the village and that the car capsized. Where are you from? I want to pray for you.
Amen.
Because I'm seeing that there is an accident and they will say it's caused by bad road. That the road was so bad, your car literally tumbled. But in the name of Jesus, don't be afraid. We minister life in the name that is above all names. I decree and declare. I'm praying for you, but I'm seeing the anointing coming on this lady. Is this your daughter? Huh?
It's my first daughter.
This is not your daughter, oh. Is this your daughter, biological daughter?
My senior sister's daughter.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm praying for you. But instead of this grace resting on you, I'm seeing it rest on her. My sister, look at me. I curse witchcraft from your life. As I'm speaking to you right now, in the name that is above all names, I declare by the Spirit of God, everything connected to witchcraft, ancestry, this last row, this one here, there are two people the power of God is coming on. Because I'm praying this prayer and I saw light. Just this last row. The yoke and the plague of witchcraft. Madam, in the name of Jesus Christ, be set free right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I will pray for everyone, but God bless you. You can return back. That the Lord is ministering to me that there is a woman here. Don't be embarrassed, please. Trusting God for the fruit of the womb. This is 5 years. 5 years. Is there someone like that? I know that there might be a number of people. Sadly, COVID may not allow us just to lay hands, but I'm going to pray. We'll get into the healing session. But I'm seeing a woman, this is what God is showing me, like 5 years. Please, if the person is here, whether here or in the overflow, you can allow the person to come. Let me pray. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. Please stand up. There are impartations that are going on here. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn. And I am with fresh. Just allow me to do my crazy thing. My head, thou hast exalted like the horn of a unicorn. Hallelujah. Dr. Sammy, lift your hands. I'm seeing a very strong anointing coming on you. And the Lord is telling me that there is a grace. You're going to start having prophetic dreams. And the Lord is bringing you to greater levels of influence. This is something that was in your family. And the Spirit of God has been looking for someone to carry that grace. The Lord is announcing to you that that grace is coming on you. My hand, thou was exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. My sister, look at me. How long have you been married? You've been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. How about you?
I'm standing for somebody, but my own is almost 4 years now.
4 years. Don't worry. I know that you're not. But since you came out, lay your hands on your stomach. Let me pray for you. You believe in miracles? Look at me, my sister. You believe in miracles?
Yes, sir.
No matter what the medical report is, in the name of Jesus, like Eli prophesied to Anna, I speak to you according to the time of life. In the name that is above all names, return with your miracle. I stretch my hands over you in the name of Jesus. Look at me. Go and write the name Victor in a paper and keep it. Go. Where are you from?
From Kogi State.
I'm seeing something I've not seen in a long time. Please take it higher for me. Many times, I've not seen this gift anywhere operate where God will just open up. I will see the map of Nigeria and the Spirit of God will show me a region. And the moment I see that region and I begin to prophesy, everybody from that region, the power of God begins to touch them. I don't know how. I've not seen it. I may not create a doctrine out of it. I believe that is part of the ministry of signs and wonders. And now I'm seeing this map again. And I'm seeing that light going to Kogi State. Is what I'm seeing. Kogi State. Kogi State. Kogi State. The Lord is bringing deliverance. Kogi State. I'm seeing altars. Kogi State. Pela Tariko Sigetia. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Kogi State, altars being uprooted in the name of Jesus, 8 long captivities, sitting on the destinies of men and women by the power that raised Christ from the dead. There are men and women of God whose destinies are to be ministers of the gospel. But there are altars sitting upon the prophecy of their lives. I decree and declare, everyone from this region, within this vicinity, and following online, I command by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. My dear, it is done. You are from Kogi State now. It's done. Please go. Go and return with your miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please sit down for a few minutes before we begin to pray for the sick. I welcome you to our May Miracle Service. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. Micah chapter 4 and verse 1, you find the same expression, the same rendition. The Bible says, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Verse 2. Please, can you play strings? Just play something flowing. Verse 3. Okay. Next verse. And many people shall go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Please listen to me. The end time church is a solution providing center. The end time church is not just the coming together of people to waste the time and the destiny of others. No. The end time church is a center of signs, of wonders, of miracles, of supernatural solutions. The end time church is the church that will translate our secret place and the riches of our encounter into solutions. Help those outside. I told you already, overflow one. Into solutions that our society can relate with. Can I tell you this? Your Christianity is not complete if your encounters, your fastings, your prayer does not translate into the life and the power that society can relate with. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men, listen carefully, that they may see. He wants men to see. For a long time, what we do is we keep fasting, we keep praying, falling down, rolling, competing with one another, doing all sorts of things. And we are not able to translate this God life. We are not able to translate the reality of our convictions to a context that the world around us can relate with. The Word became flesh, the Bible says, and it dwelt among men, and we beheld His glory, even as of the Father, full of grace and truth. That means the impartations we are receiving, the signs and wonders we are receiving, listen carefully, the encounters, angelic encounters, all of these things must equip us eventually to present a living Christ to our world. Reveal Jesus, bring glory to Him, and improve the lives of people. Improve the lives of communities. That communities, regions, territories, and nations are improved because there are believers within that region. He says, you are the salt of the earth. Preservation and value. That's the assignment of salt. You add taste and you preserve. You are the light of the world, he says. A city that is set on a hill. The reason why the world continues to mock the church is because we jump around, we fall down, we stand up, we roll. Men of God like us now, they clap and they call us celebrities. Apostle Joshua Selman, powerful people. But all of these encounters do not have a system of translation where all and sundry, those who live within our vicinity, to be able to experience the reality of the life of Jesus Christ. The gospel was not designed to just be a message that saves. The gospel was also designed to be a value system empowered with the anointing of the Spirit that transforms societies. So that gospel and that Christianity that is only limited to the members of a church or a ministry or a denomination, falling down, jumping, rejoicing, that's wonderful. But let them see you fall down and stand up. And then let's see the benefit of what you got while falling. Let's see how it changes people. Let's see you stand up with a healing anointing that you can step out and go home and go to your environments. Like Jesus said, laying hands on the sick. And they are seeing the supernatural solutions. Once it is solution, it will be recognized. Whether it is supernatural, whether it is scientific, it doesn't matter what form it comes. Every revival, you study through church history, every revival brought with it physical manifestations of the power, the grace, the wisdom of God. Every revival, provided it was a move of God, it did not just stop at miracles, and it did not just stop at healings. It brought wisdom to people, witty inventions, ideas that improve the quality of people. The Christianity that we propose that does not seem to have any relevance and any bearing as far as our sociology is concerned is an incomplete and an inaccurate Christianity. So we call people for a miracle service tonight. We are not only calling believers, we are calling creation to come, because He has given us something that is not just for Christians. He has given us something that is for all His creation. The ability to provide supernatural solutions. That's why I told you, it's not just a healing service. Not everybody is sick. It's not just a deliverance service. Not everybody is oppressed. There are people here, what you need is wisdom. There are others, what you need is direction. There are others, what you need is a prophetic word to give you guidance. There are others, what you need is strength upon your inner man. There are others, like I taught yesterday, what you need is salvation. There are others, what you need is an awareness of your current state. To know that this is my state, so that you can contend for a higher dimension of grace. There are others, what you need is encouragement to let you know that what you are doing is correct. Keep going in that frequency. There are some of you, what you need is acceleration. Some of you, what you need is repentance to turn back completely, because the way you are following will not lead you to the way of destiny. So when we say a miracle service, don't just limit it to people rising from wheelchairs, crutches, blind eyes opening. Those things are wonderful. And then impartations. We all need impartations. Remember my teaching, please. If you were not here yesterday, do well to get the teaching yesterday. And then you can get the teaching for last month, also the Thursday. I take out time to come a day before as a commitment to see that at least we have that ability to at least go through that system of mentorship and discipleship for a day before the miracle service. The way our system of building has been designed is that for 3 weeks, we spend time laboring, building on doctrine, building on the pillars, the mysteries of the kingdom. And then the last Friday or Sunday or whatever day of the month, we now step back and give God an opportunity to come in the midst of his people and provide supernatural solutions for people. Remember when he preached in the crusade ground, Jesus now, when he was done, he healed the sick and did all of that, but he noticed they were hungry. Hunger is a physical need. He said, no, don't let the people go this way. They have received the spiritual food. He had to multiply loaf and fish to make sure that they were fed. So when he comes to you, he's interested in every aspect of your life. Not just your spiritual life, then to live your finances. Not just your finances, to live your spiritual life. Every aspect of your life is his concern. Are we together? So you come here sick, then you expect that God would come through as a healer. You come here confused. You know that he can give you that voice from behind that says, this is the way, walk in it. You come here desiring restoration because you believe time has gone. In the economy of God, there is a system for restoring things and restoring time. You're here because you feel you are moving at a very slow pace. It's like a snail-like progress. You are not exactly stagnating. But then your acceleration is very slow relative to the demands of your assignment and the demands of your destiny. You will need acceleration. There are families that are here and they've been wounded by all kinds, a plethora of witchcraft activities. You will need the power of God to step in. There are people who are here and you just need activations of graces and impartations of other graces. I told you that results in the kingdom, among many other factors. By now you should know. You've been well taught. There are graces allocated for different dimensions of results that we seek. Influence has a grace that controls it. Favor has a grace that controls it. Speed has a grace that controls it. Are we together? Visibility has a grace that controls it. Signs and wonders has a grace that controls it. The prophetic has a grace that controls it. So you come hungry. Lord, you have granted me the grace for favor, and I am grateful. But I need, in addition to it, the grace for influence. Not because of some personal self flesh thing. No. I found out that my assignment and the call of God upon my life will require influence and visibility. And so I come to contend for that grace. Pastor Nathaniel sang it so powerfully. What's that song? It's a new song. I hope you know it. This is my people. I hope you. I'm hungry for you. hungry for you. I have come to the table to eat. I'm thirsty for you. Thirsty for you. I have come to the waters to drink. So I'll tarry and not let you go. I don't know the other part of the song, but very powerful. I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, and I came desperate to sit and wait until I receive what I came for. You see, let me tell you this. Every time God engraces a man, it is not ultimately for that man. The gifts of the Spirit are for the profiting of the body. So if God gives one person a grace for influence, if it remains with that one person forever, you have failed in your assignment. You are supposed to be a system of distribution, provided there is discernment and there is the meekness to receive. Through you, many people should be benefactors of that grace. If God grants you the grace for wealth and abundance, it should not just end with you. You should be a channel. If God grants you the grace for intercession, the grace that makes for encounters, it should not end with you. And so my passion is that when, by the privilege of God's grace, we receive from others who have gone ahead of us, we receive directly from the Lord by the privilege of God's grace, we allow these graces to benefit us, the recipients. But it does not stop there. Every time we come in the fullness of the grace of this office, seeking for as many people. He says, I long to see you, that I may impart upon you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. Without these provisions, you will not be established. It takes more than intellect to fulfill God's divine purposes over your life. Are we together? And just because one or two areas may seem to be going well, does not mean every area is going well. Your assignment is to insist until every area of your life reflects God's counsel. So on one hand, you commend yourself for the progress you've made in one area, but then your hunger remains for all other areas. Naaman was the captain of the Syrian army in 2 Kings 5. The Bible says he was a valiant man in war, but he was leprous. Abraham was old and well stricken in age, the Bible says, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. So I thank you, oh God, because you have helped me. I have a good job. It's producing this, but now I'm seeing a challenge in my health, and you refuse to let the devil have an upper hand there. I contend by the Spirit of God for sound health, for wholeness. You love the Lord and you find out that spiritually you are pressing into great dimensions of power, but your finances has refused to answer. It just will not answer. Just when you want to make progress spiritually, it draws you back. The reality of the needs, children's school fees, all of these things. It's time for you to say, Lord, thank you for the progress I'm making spiritually, but this area is yet to bring honor to you. That's why it takes meekness and humility. Don't say, I have results in one area. No. Is that all that your life can reflect? Are we together? There are some of you here who are men of God, women of God, great teachers of the word, but there is no performance and there is no grace. You finish talking and you say, let's share the grace. The sick go sick, the oppressed go oppressed. Everybody goes back the same way. The only thing they live with is a greater level of enlightenment. It's wonderful, but not complete. Then there are others with signs and wonders. Just like you see people flying left, right, and center. That's what happens even if you don't talk. You just show up and these things happen. But people are dull of spiritual intelligence. They don't learn anything. They fall down, they stand up, they are still oppressed. Because the doctrine that builds and establishes, that system of methodical mentorship, is not there. I'm hungry.
hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I have come to the table to eat. I'm thirsty for you. Thirsty for you. I have come to the waters to drink.
I made up my mind that for as long as I live, I will seek God and seek every dimension of the kingdom as if I have never tasted of any. It takes the hunger of a starter to finish. It takes the hunger of it. You know how it is when you start things. That hunger, you must maintain the hunger of a starter, no matter what level in destiny you are in. The hunger of a starter. You are a man of God. Thank God for the prophecies. Thank God for God granting you grace. But you must maintain the hunger of a starter. Great ministry. Mighty things happening. But your hunger still remains the same. And sometimes people are tempted to say, what else are you looking for? Well-meaning people. Well-intentioned. But very destructive communication. What are you waiting for? Make reference to my teaching yesterday. You are an unbeliever. Your greatest need is salvation. You are a believer. Your greatest need is transformation. You are transformed. Your greatest need is empowerment. You are empowered. Your greatest need is character and humility. You have all this and you have arrived. Your greatest need is to go back to Jesus again.
I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I have come to the table to eat. I'm thirsty for you, thirsty for you. I have come to the waters to drink.
Every time I have the privilege of talking with the Lord, I tell him, I say, Lord, may I never see the extent of my impact. All I want is just for me to know that at least I'm making progress as far as my assignment is concerned. One day, if Christ tarries, whether we like it or not, through the completion of assignment, we will leave this place and pass the baton for others. So there must be a sense of urgency. The urgency and the hunger of a starter. Whilst the nations are clapping for you, you are doing well. Appreciate them and you can join them to pat your back for a while. But return back quickly. And know that every day you are making progress. And every day there is hunger. The nations are waiting. Are we together?
Yes.
You are a man of God in these end times. If you do not sustain the ability to understand scripture and to be rich in knowledge, the knowledge of the doctrine of scripture, the knowledge of Christ, backed up with superior levels of spiritual power, get set for empty pews, no matter what you think you are saying. I assure you. And don't you join people who say crowd does not matter. That is nonsense. Who else should come and listen to you? Crowd is not everything, but it is proof that you are doing something right. If nobody is following you, you are not leading. For a long time, we continue to wallow around mediocrity, explaining our frustrations and lack of results, rather than being meek and humble to learn. Go to them that sell and buy. There are people who have results. Find out what is their business with the Spirit that is affording them these dimensions of possibilities. Go to them that sell and buy. Every time you don't see results in your life, don't sit back explaining it away. Be humble enough to say, I admit, I am a man of God. I do not see signs and wonders in my life. Don't just say, I'm not called into that area. The pride of mediocrity. Lord, I know there are higher dimensions. I have not seen it yet, but there are people demonstrating it. I humble myself with every sense of meekness, that in addition to what you have done in my life, let this be added. That is the spirit that wins. Are we together? You are doing well, but your finances are not answering. Don't give an excuse and say, oh no, no problem. It's just that it's not my will. No, no, you are not getting it. Bible talks about Philip stepping into Samaria. And the Bible says the people, he preached Christ there unto them. And they received him with gladness, hearing and seeing the miracles that he did. That should be Acts chapter 8. Let's read it before we start praying. Acts chapter 8, I think. Please give it to us. Acts chapter 8. Verse 4 or 5. Let's start from verse 4 or 5. I think that should be 5. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Please look up. And preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Hearing and seeing is one thing to say, but it's one thing for God to back up what you are saying. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. What are the miracles? The Bible tells us, for unclean spirits. This is a miracle. Victory over unclean spirits. The Bible recognizes it as a miracle. Crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that were taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Miracles. Deliverances from all sorts of hindrances. It's not only spirit influences that impede the progress of men. Any obstacle that will not allow your advancement, when you are cut away from it, is called deliverance. I've taught you this. And then healings of all sorts. Do you know the kinds of sicknesses that plague people in our world today? And we're not just talking of COVID, that is the obvious one now. There are many dangerous and evil diseases that keep eating up people. And right now, there are many doctors here. You can go to the hospital and they will check you from head to toe and say you are fine. And yet you know you are not all right. Losing weight, losing appetite, Satan at work. John 10:10, the Bible says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that ye may have life. And then that you may have that life more abundantly. But it takes hunger. There are some of us here who have come, traveled from far to receive activations for our destinies. You must be very intentional. Minister Prosper has set the stage so powerfully in worship. And now all that is left is for you to receive with understanding. Don't just wait for what God will give you. You must use your desire also as a connection point. There are things God wants to give you, but most of what he will give you are the things you desire. What things soever ye desire. Mark 11:24. What things soever, please give it to us, ye desire. It says, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest them and thou shalt have them. What things soever. It says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. To him that seeks, he will find. And everyone who knocks. Amplified says, ask and continue asking. Seek and continue seeking. Knock and continue knocking. It leaves you with an assurance. Hallelujah. One of the ways I walk with the Lord is to write down a list of all of the dimensions that he has revealed to me that are necessary for my life and my destiny. And gradually but surely begin to pursue those dimensions one after the other with the insistence of a bulldog. You've seen how bulldogs hold people and don't go? Or, for Bible students, the insistence of Jacob. You hold on to him, I will not let you go unless I will not let you go. Lord, there are nations waiting to drink from this grace. I hold on to you with every... I don't want to just go with a sermon alone. God is sending you to be an evangelist. You should not just go and stand on crusade grounds and waste the time of God's people, share the grace and go back. No. God is calling you to be a businessman, It takes more than business ideas and having value that is turned into products and services. Wonderful. But it's limited. We live in a world that has been marred by all kinds of prejudices of tribe, religion, region, all kinds of sentiments. You will need an advantage that is superior to science, an advantage that is superior to commerce for you to be able to last. Are we blessed? You are a student, you are trusting God for grace. Grace to excel, grace to advance, grace to be established. So while it seems like we focus just on those who are sick, the reason why we pay dedicated attention to people who are sick is because of this. Not necessarily because sickness is more superior to all other needs, but it is because, you see, your body is the only legal authorization you have to function in this realm according to the law of territory. If you do not have a material body, you are an illegal occupant here. So when you want to function legitimately, you need a body, and Satan knows that. So one of the ways that he drives you out of this realm is to deteriorate this physical body to a point where your spirit can no longer be hosted effectively in that body, and it will leave in an event we call death. That's why he programs all kinds of ills. He's found out through experience that the most effective way to exit spirits out of their bodies is to use sickness. Do you know that every dimension of sickness is like a wooing of death? No matter how simple it is a wooing of death, because it can progress. Don't be discouraged that you're sick. But I assure you, if you are sick, the goal is not to end in sickness there. So you must fight it with every spiritual arsenal within your power. Take advantage of the grace of God. Take advantage of all the spiritual provisions, the arsenals for victory that have been given to the believer. The power of the name, the power of the word, the power of the blood, the power of prophecy, the power of prophetic covering. All of these tools, you engage with intelligence until your victory is established. Now thanks be to God, which causes us always to triumph. Are we blessed? This is why we take our time to pray for the sick. If someone is not doing well in his life, you can bring the person and spend some time to mentor the person and teach the person. He can miraculously rise, and within a short time he's covered. But if someone is sick and he dies, if a woman is barren for many years, it's not the best, but you are able to pray for her and God will give her twins or triplets or quadruplets. So 10 years becomes compressed in 9 months. She can have 4 children. That one is not best, that one is restoration. But when someone dies, except by the power of resurrection, that person cannot do anything again. You see, the law is that every time you come out of this realm, someone from this realm must have the power and the intelligence and the ability to call you back. There must be someone alive in this realm who can call you back. That's what makes Jesus unique, because nobody in this realm called him back. He brought himself back. That's proof that he's the real landlord of the earth. Whoever owns the earth must be able to leave it and come back. But every other person who exits this realm, you will have to depend on someone who is here to call you back. You see why death is a dangerous thing. And you see why sickness is a dangerous thing. It incapacitates you. One of the ways that the spirit of poverty works is through sickness. It will appear like sickness, but it's not really sickness. It's the spirit of the waster. When you are successful, somebody becomes mysteriously sick. Please don't feel bad if you are here, you have a loved one, or you are here sick yourself. But I'm showing you that most of those things are expressions of the waster. People sell their houses, they sell their cars, they spend years building wealth, and everything vanishes within months in response to sicknesses. And then up until everything is over, then the person just passes on. Or Something happens. It's in your Bible, 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible talks about the wife of the sons of the prophet. I'm sure that the man died of sickness. And she had to use her children as collateral to manage his situation. Now he was gone. And the creditors were coming to embarrass her. And she ran to the prophet. My husband was a good man. Now I'm in trouble. They're about to take my children. The same thing happened to the widow at Nain. All the men in her life don't last. They go. Her husband and now her only son. And Jesus dealt with that situation seriously. You must be discerning. Why is it that when good things step into my life, just when I get a raise at work, for instance, all kinds of things begin to happen around my life until everything finishes? Something must be wrong. I engage this with the word. I engage this with the blood. No excuses. Hallelujah. Why do we minister deliverance for people? Because most of the obstacles that stand before people, stand their way of progress, are spirits. I desired to come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Hear me, Satan can hinder people. Your destiny helper wants to reach you, but Satan can hinder them. Are we blessed? And so we have traveled from far and near. Many of you have written your requests right now. Many following from different nations, different regions. You are trusting God for a miracle. We have but a few minutes left to pray, and it's going to be a quick one. Now we're going to do it this way. I'm going to minister deliverance by the power of the Holy Spirit like we always do. I may not have the time to prophesy uniquely one by one to people, but then I will pray. And then I will pray generally for those who are trusting God for healing. Usually we would lay hands on people, but now just to honor the laws of the land, we may not lay hands on people one by one, but I will pray for you like we did the last miracle service. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, I want you to believe that the hand of God will come upon you. The moment that happens, we'll take a few testimonies. Then we'll pray over our prayer requests here. So be sure to write. If you don't have your prayer request yet, you can use a minute or two very quickly to just write down what your expectation is. And then we'll speak prophetically and do the impartation, and we're done for tonight. Are you blessed? Whilst you're seated, I'd like you to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and cry to the God of heaven. Lord, visit me. You know the category that your needs come under. Please pray. You know the category that your needs come under. Talk to the Lord. Some of you, your need is an impartation. I came to contact fire for my fellowship, for my church, for my group. For some of you, it's higher levels of encounters. Make sure you are praying. For some of you, it's a visitation in your health, a visitation in your life. Don't be distracted. Outside all the overflows, pray. For some of us, it's divine direction. Some of us, it's greater levels of illumination. We came to access grace. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. out of my belly, say, shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Are you still talking to the Lord? New levels, new dimensions, fresh grace, higher dimensions of unction, greater possibilities in this kingdom. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, please rise up on your feet. Listen. By the grace of God and by the privilege of the election of grace, I've had the opportunity to minister to, without exaggeration, millions of people. I have seen what oppression can do. I know spirits are real. I know they can tie down destinies. They can tie down even the people of God. This is why he sent carpenters to judge these horns that lift up themselves against Judah, against Israel, against Jerusalem. He said, I have sent four carpenters. And for most of you, you may be standing representing altars. You're not just standing here for yourself. Now I'm going to begin to pray and I want you to bring the people out. We have to do this very fast. There are individuals who are standing here right now. You are standing as an individual, but in the realm of the spirit, you are representing even a generation of people. Age-long captivities that are sponsored by wicked spirits that will just not let people and families go. We're about to pray. Bring those outside. Let's do that very quickly. Father, in the name that is above all names, I decree and declare even tonight, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, everyone under the sound of my voice, who is under any influence and any spirit that is not of the Christ, at the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus, the name that is above every other name. Are you ready? One, my God. Two, three, shout Jesus. Be gone now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Bring them out over families, over destinies. In the name that is above all names, we decree and declare, blotting out every handwriting, every ordinance that spoke against us, he nailed it to his cross. We decree and declare again, by the fire of the Holy Ghost upon everyone and everything that is not of the Christ. Bring them out. We are praying. The Lord is showing me chains in the spirit, chains that have held people down. I want to pray. Everyone who is under the influence of any chain of captivity, right now, at the count of three, may fire land on you and burn those chains. One, two, three, in the name of Jesus, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Bring them out. Shake it, shake it, baratusiata. Entelekes kudabaratusiata. Every spiritual prison locking up people, locking up their destiny. The Bible says to open the prison gates to them who are bound. At the count of three, you will shout that name, Jesus. Ancient doors, ancient prison gates that have tied down families connected to bloodlines, connected to ancestry, in the name of Jesus, as you shout that name, may they be destroyed. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Help that woman, please. Prison doors, be open now. Ephata, be open now. In the name of Jesus. Please open your mouth in 1 minute and pray. Everything connecting you to ancestry by the power of the blood, let it be broken. Please make sure you are praying. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I stand justified by the resurrection of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame them, the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and even the words of their testimony. There are whole families under this influence. Be delivered now. Whole families, be delivered now. Patterns and circles. Patterns and circles. Patterns and circles. I cause you by the God of heaven. Patterns and circles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our time is gone. I may not have the time to prophesy, but I'm hearing a name, Jennifer. The Lord is ministering to me. I'm hearing a name, Jennifer. Maybe I'll just pray for that one person before we begin to minister to the sick. Jennifer. I'm hearing that name. Jennifer, Shalakatos Kadi Brandigitia, Shalata Basta Zekete Barusia Taba. Where are you from?
State. I'm from Imo State, but I Imo got State. Married to Edo.
What do you have to do with Edo State?
My husband is from Edo State.
Your husband is from Edo State. I need to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything, I'm not saying your husband is a bad man, my dear. You hear what I'm saying? But in the name of Jesus, anything coming from any region, I stretch my hands. In the name of Jesus, let there be complete deliverance for you now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, deliverance for you, for your husband, In the name of Jesus. What is your name?
Jennifer.
I need to pray for you. What's wrong with your health? I'm going to pray for you. That everything wrong with your blood, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Look at me. Let it be cleansed now. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. And the spirits that are back of it, I curse them now. All of you in front here, I declare be delivered now. Complete deliverance. Now, everything you have stolen, back your Lord and go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen
shall be restored unto me.
Everything that was lost
shall be restored unto me.
Everything that was stolen
shall be restored unto me.
In the name of Jesus Christ. That's one. There's one more person. The power of God is coming among you people standing there. I'm seeing two of them in my vision. This is one. But there is one more among you people standing. The power of God is going to come strong on that person. I curse the workings of darkness. And I release you, every one of you bound by any kind of chain. In the name of Jesus, be released. Be released. There are two of you. There's one more of you that the power of God is coming on very strongly. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm about to pray for the sick. In the name of Jesus Christ. This lady and one more person. There's one of you. Fire is coming on you. And let's just allow that word come to pass. And then we'll minister to the sick very quickly. In the name of Jesus. All of the... Shout Jesus as loud as you can. Shall be returned unto you. Be free right now, all of you who are here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Completely free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Completely free. Now I want to pray for the sick. I believe in miracles. I believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and even forever. I believe He heals. I believe He lifts. You are the lifting God, oh. There's ain't no one like You. You are restoring God, oh. There's ain't no one like You. You are the miracle worker. Is there no one like You? Lay your hands where you are trusting God for a miracle right now. As soon as I pray for you, we have just a few minutes. I'll ask you to check yourself, and then you find out a miracle has happened in any of the overflows. I want you to make your way. You come and stand in front here. A few of the ministers will attend to you and will take a few testimonies very quickly. I really believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, please take that woman out. She's going to vomit something. Lay your hands on your chest. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch. And I want you to look unto Jesus. Believing. Believing. I want you to agree with me with a loud amen as we begin to pray. Now, hold on please. The healing power of Jesus Christ is going to begin to flow right now. But God is giving me a strange sign. Usually He gives me all kinds of signs. But the sign He's giving me is somebody is going to literally start running out. Place your hand. I want to pray for you. Bring that person out. But I want to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Koinonia. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Miracles are happening, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ. every devil of infirmity afflicting anyone here, I command that you are gone right now in Jesus' name. I command, be gone right now in Jesus' name. Now I declare, from the crown of your head, even to the soles of your feet, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Blood conditions, be healed in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches, be healed in Jesus' name. The Lord is healing all kinds of bone conditions. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Organ failures of all sorts, in the name of Jesus, receive a miracle right now. Eye conditions, partial blindness, total blindness, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every kind of lump or growth around your body, lump in the breast, lump around the abdominal region, fibroids of all kinds, I stretch my hands, disappear now in the name of Jesus. Please believe in this prayer. Something is happening to you. There's someone, your left foot, I'm seeing that, I don't know what problem you have. The power of God is touching you right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You have a problem swallowing. I don't know what it is that is wrong with your throat, and I don't know how long it has been. But right now, the power of God is touching you. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every kind of deafness, partial deafness, complete deafness, be open right now in Jesus' name. Peptic ulcer, I curse you now by the God of heaven. All forms and all types of hepatitis, I command that they disappear from your body now. HIV, be healed now. HIV, be healed now. Cancer, whatever stage, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Severe bleeding is being healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me someone, the power of God is touching you now. It's like, I don't know what the medical condition is, but you are always, it's like your nose is always running like catarrh every time. Doesn't matter what happens, whether it's rain or not, the power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, a miracle is happening for you now. I'm seeing someone with persistent, recurrent, pounding headache. This one, I don't know if it's migraine now, what it is. The power of God is touching you right now. Hallelujah. It started for you like constipation. You know what we call constipation, a medical term. But it has remained so even after administering treatment. It's brought severe discomfort to your body. Bloating of your stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of grace. Let that devil and that infirmity leave you now. Some of you are standing in for people. You are standing in for loved ones. I'm seeing you lifting photos. Some of you are just lifting your faith. In the name of Jesus, whoever you are standing in agreement with, I declare a miracle for them now. Some of them are in hospitals. May the angel of the Lord's presence go to those hospitals and bring healings and miracles now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are always seeing dead people in dreams, calling you or eating with you. I'm seeing fire coming on you now. I don't know who that is, but I'm praying for healing. But the Lord is asking me to minister to that person. The connection between you and the grave that keeps calling you in dreams, What does the living have to do with the dead? I declare, be separated now. You lie down to sleep and a strange spirit comes to sleep with you, comes to molest you, and you get up, every door that should be open suddenly becomes closed. Right now, Shanakatos, Skatebelekata, Solotoprondos Kotubarikata, Makates Gatebelekata, every connection between you and any spirit, any connection by blood, by covenant, through ignorance, I declare it is broken right now. 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 Now, whether I mentioned your case or not, be healed in the name of Jesus. Someone having severe pain just around your back area here, in the name of Jesus, the power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to ask you to check yourself and do what you could not do. We have a few minutes. Many of you, even before I began to pray for the sick, the power of God has touched you. Very quickly, we want to take testimonies. Inside, outside, you found out that, look at, miracles are happening. I want you to check yourself and run quickly. Run quickly. Are you celebrating Jesus? Please check them. You can stand, you can separate them into two. Some stand here, some stand there. Very quickly. Let's make it very fast. Keep coming. Check yourself and come very quickly. Lord, you reign and you rule over all. Unto you we ascribe all the praise. Those coming from outside, allow them coming. Lord, you reign and you rule over all. Unto you we ascribe all the praise. Lion of Judah reigns. 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 That are outside, just allow them come very quickly. You who are following online, you can send in your testimonies. The media team will be there to receive your testimonies, but we'll take a few testimonies right now. Make sure you check yourself and let's celebrate Jesus for a few minutes. Now, whilst that is happening, hold on please. While that is happening, please quickly bring out your prayer request. Bring out your prayer request. Pass it to the last person at the aisle, whether the left or the right. Just pass it quickly. Ushers, while this is happening, some of you PR, please join them very quickly and let's have the prayer request collated very quickly. Please be seated for a few minutes and let's celebrate miracles. Yes, Femi.
That you, while you were giving the prophetic word and declaring over sickness, he had a runny nose for about a year.
Runny nose.
Yes.
And it's gone right
migraine
now.
Migraine gone.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Not only is it gone, but I pray that God will anoint you even for the assignments of the season. I pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Experience grace. Supernatural grace. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
Sir, all three of them, or two of them, ladies, bone issue.
Two of you.
Left leg.
Which of the legs? How long?
2 years.
Two years. Check yourself now. Any pain?
No, sir.
Any pain? Are you celebrating miracles? Walk. Any pain? Jump. Completely. Koinonia, are you celebrating miracles? How about you? How long? Your ankle?
Pain on the wrist.
Go ahead. Check it. Anything. It's gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, for both of you, it will never return again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge about someone with frozen leg. The leg has been frozen for quite a while.
Now, let her talk.
My bones has been stiff for a while. It comes on and off, but now after
how
prayers,
long?
For you, I can't remember because it's been long.
Right now.
But now, yes, I can move it.
Move your legs. Completely. My God. Look what is happening. Any pain. What's your name? Huh? No. You are saying your name is Lois. But it's not Lois I'm hearing. Who is Miracle? Is that your name? I want to pray for you. What's your name? What's your full name? Stand up. Don't cry, my dear. This is the house of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give Miracle a miracle again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is out of alignment in your life, I command a restoration of it now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please. Very quickly.
Another bone case here. That she has not been able
bone
to
case.
Work with. Yes, sir. With
worship
this,
team.
You gave the word of knowledge concerning that.
The devil is a liar. Huh? Check yourself now. Any pain. Completely gone. Koinonia, are you celebrating
and
miracles?
The running nose. The running nose to mention.
Running nose. Oh, you are the lady that was shouting there. In the name of Jesus Christ, that devil that manifests as runny nose, we curse you by the God of heaven. Be gone and never return again. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please.
All this was a several bad pain that you mentioned about 8 people there. Please come.
Let me, I want to hear that mama's
she has
case.
Had it. Mama has had an ulcer.
Hold
pain.
On, please. Let her talk. Mama?
Yes, master.
God bless you.
Thank
what's
you,
the situation?
Sometimes as I'm here now, hearing something that is walking inside my stomach sometimes. If you hook me, I cannot carry myself up. I cannot carry myself down.
And right now, check yourself.
Me. It's holding me this side like this, becoming from my chest.
And it inconveniences you. Right now, what has happened to you? Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Look at the miracle happening for Mama. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God is coming on you, Mama. I decree and declare, it will never return to you again. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
My own is back and eyes.
Your eyes?
Yes.
Where are you from, madam?
From Abuja.
Okay.
I was even thinking that I cannot even sit in the church because I left Abuja around 7 a.m. this morning. So throughout today, I've been sitting down, standing up, which I've been giving light duty since last year. Throughout the COVID period, I've been on bed rest.
Okay.
And even now.
You've been on bed rest?
Yes.
Throughout COVID period?
Yes, I've been in the hospital and in my own house too.
And what happened
then,
now?
Now, nothing at all. I did not use my eyeglass. I can read.
Oh, hold on. Let me see the glasses. You had to use this before. And right now, you can read.
Before I read, but I did not use it.
Oh dear.
I wrote and I was reading here.
Are you giving Jesus praise? Come, madam. It will never return to you. Let me lay my hands on you. In the name of Jesus Christ. It never returns. Yes, please.
He had an accident and he cannot use his hand to touch
you.
You
had
back.
An accident.
But now he
give
can
him
use
the mic.
His hands now.
Yeah, I had an accident.
From where?
From in Maiduguri.
Where are you coming from?
I came from Maiduguri.
You came from Maiduguri?
Yes.
My God.
So I couldn't lift up my hand or to use something.
To touch your back. Now touch it. Let the devil see. Look at this. Where your hands could not get to, in the name of Jesus, may God grant you strength to extend your hands there. Financially, prophetically, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Sir. This little girl
oh
came
my
in,
God, look
came
at this.
In here this evening with very itchy eyes. Very itchy.
Whose daughter is this?
Her mother.
Parents, don't allow a little girl like this to come.
And then she's also SS and trusting God for her healing. But
also
SS.
SS.
And trusting God for
whose
change
daughter
of
is this?
Where's her mother? The itchy eyes stopped immediately. You declared the word of healing.
How do you know? She told you. The little girl. Come, what's your name? Oh dear, I love children. Come. Children are people of faith, wonderful people. Adults are full of all kinds of unbelief. God will say, go left. You say, which leg first? But children will just walk. What's your name, darling? Huh?
Thaddeus.
Jesus has healed you?
Yes.
You are sure? Is your eye paining you now?
No.
Completely gone. Oh dear. And you said she's SS. Stretch your hands towards this little girl. I know that our time is gone. Pray like you are praying for your own daughter. Father, heal this our daughter completely. She will not die of sickle cell anemia in the name of Jesus. complete healing for her by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. God bless you, darling.
All
thank you.
For guys, a hard bone conditions. Immediately declare the
bone
word.
Bone conditions.
Yes. Bone.
Wow.
Issues.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands and I declare supernatural healing for you.
Amen.
The healing is permanent. It will never return to you again in Jesus' name.
These are cases of runny nose. This brother said immediately you prophesied that word, something came out of his nose.
Let him talk. Okay.
Since birth, sir, I have.
What's your name?
Sunday.
Since birth?
Yes.
What happened?
I have running nose. They thought it's asthma since when I was a baby.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Constant. Every year I used to have running nose, seasonal. But today when you were praying, something just came out like thread on my nose.
And that's it?
Yes, sir.
That every tree that has not been planted by our Father, may it be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Same thing with you. In the name of Jesus. Same thing. Who is that? This lady. Come. My God, you can imagine. Something as simple as that, you can see how many people are being affected. In the name of Jesus Christ, for all of you, it goes never to return again. This gentleman too. In the name of Jesus, my friend, look at me. The power of the Holy Spirit is upon you. In Jesus' name. Be healed completely. Let's just take two or so, and then we'll have to quickly do something else. Let him talk. Yes.
While you were praying, she said she had astigmatism, meaning that she couldn't see. And
is that what it's called?
I don't know how.
Make sure we're saying the right thing.
That's
is
what
that
she
the
said. That's what the doctors told her.
Oh, okay.
That she has astigmatism and she could not see.
Okay.
She has, I think it's asthma that affects the eye.
Okay.
And so she could not see. And then right now she says she can see clearly.
Clearly, what's your name?
Zainab.
Zainab, yes. You can see clearly.
Yes.
What couldn't you see before?
Like, if there is light, I'll not be able to see very well. And I wouldn't be able to read and focus because of headache.
And right now,
yes.
Any headache?
No.
The devil that brought it, it returns back to him.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. He returns back to the devil, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, in Jesus' name.
18 years, weak leg, healed.
18 years.
18 years, weak leg.
Hold on.
It was
weak legs.
Yes, sir.
What
when,
does that
when,
mean?
When I was a baby, my legs shrinked, and they said it was a spiritual problem that two herbal doctors were fighting and I stepped on it, but
two herbal doctors were fighting.
Yes, and I stepped
and you stepped
it.
In the midst of the fight.
Yes.
Every fight that does not concern you, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the devil has brought you inside, in the name of Jesus Christ, any repercussion you are getting from something you have no business with, be vindicated and delivered now. Two herbalists are fighting. Help them. Two herbalists are fighting. And this young lady just steps into it. And what happened to your legs?
It shrinks. Like this particular one, it was shrinks.
Okay, this one is weaker than this.
Yes, but since then, every year, it kept on recurring in the night.
Where are you from?
I'm in Kaduna State.
Don't worry, I understand. You're overwhelmed. The herbalists are from here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be sarcastic. I'm just saying, do you know them? Are they relatives or anything like that? Walk. Any weakness? Jump. Try jumping. 18 years. 18 years. In the name of Jesus. And anyone that tries your destiny again, may the earth open and swallow them. In Jesus' name I pray.
That man, he couldn't speak fluently, but now he can talk.
You couldn't speak fluently?
Yes, I was having a mouth.
What's your name?
Shola, sir. Shola.
Shola? For how long?
For almost a week now.
What was wrong with you?
I had a mouth sore, like it was big here. So
okay.
I could not, if I want to pray, sir, I could not even say anything. I'll
and right
anything.
Now?
But not now, as Minister Prosper was ministry, something just went in my spirit to shout.
And you shouted?
And every pain was left. Every pain.
Completely, in the name of Jesus Christ, it never returns to you again. Let's have two from here and then two from there, and then we'll pray for the rest very quickly. Yes, please. Hallelujah.
Apostle, he was free. There is something. I feel something. something on my body like rope.
Just talk loud on the mic.
I feel something on my body was losing on my body like rope that has died.
Something was losing like rope.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nazareth State.
In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that has tied you down, I declare it releases you now. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes,
now, this is a medical student. She said she was dissecting
a body. She's a medical student?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Dissecting a body today and had an attack that affected her breathing, affected her respiratory system. She had had it before, but it happened again today.
Let her say it.
Okay.
You are a medical student?
Yes.
Where?
Yes. I'm at Bello University. Okay. Area. So while growing up, I used to have these reoccurring faintings that, first of all, I'll have tightness of breath. It happened during my last session in 200 level. I literally slumped, had, I don't know what they called it.
What happened now?
Today, I was dissecting a body and I started reacting to the formalin. That's what I thought. I started having tightness of breath again. I was like, God, this cannot happen again. I've been having this issue. I kept saying it. I can't have this issue come up again. And today, I believed in God for healing. And my chest has been so tight. I literally didn't want to come. But a friend of mine said I should come. And I thank God
right
that
now,
I have been able
to. There's a miracle for you.
Yes, I've been
in the name of Jesus. The same way God has healed you, you will finish your medical practice. You will become a professional and you will be a blessing to many. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you with the finisher's anointing. You will go well. You will return with peace. In Jesus' name. Please, let's have one more.
Same respiratory issues, but now gone.
Completely gone.
Completely
What's your
gone.
Name?
My name is Peter.
Peter.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, be healed completely. Let me hear this gentleman's testimony one last time. This man that yes, go ahead, quickly.
I've been having severe back pain for the past 2 weeks. I cannot bend my back. If I bend my back, I'll use...
You couldn't bend your back. Bend now. Bend. Any pain. Completely. Completely.
You mentioned the swallow, please. Someone could not swallow, but now you could swallow his saliva.
You couldn't swallow. Why? What happened?
The throat was somehow...
Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, for all of you who are left, for the sake of time, we may not be able... to pray for all of you. We do not downplay miracles here. In the name of Jesus, we declare. And even those who did not have the time to come out, I declare that your miracles are permanent right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please stand up on your feet. Stretch your hands to these requests. This is the most accurate representation of your desires. If you're here yet to submit yours, please do well. Ushers, PR, let's make it fast so that we can pray. Stretch your hands and begin to declare. These Egyptians that I see today, I see no more forever. You don't have to kneel. Don't worry. I'll do the kneeling for you. You just stretch your hands and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shekete palakato sadabrandegede balahasia. Shadabarato sadobashedekete balas. Please pray. Pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray. Pray. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and his riders has been thrown into the sea. We will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and his riders have been thrown into the sea. Lord, impossible miracles, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let family situations be turned around. Sadabakata paratos sadekete palakush embreteketus keliata. You are agreeing with me in prayer. Those following online, make sure you pray that this request, in the name of Jesus, it becomes testimony, all kinds of miracles. Testimonies of the marvelous hands of God. Are you praying? Father, let not one request here return unanswered. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are marvelous, yeah. You are my velocity. You are my velocity. Have recorded untold, almost unbelievable miracles in this house that have come before God here at this altar of prayer. Lives turned around, destinies altered, families that have been benefactors of the mercy and the grace of God. And right now I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I decree and declare that every request here that has come before the Lord here, let it be turned to a testimony. I decree and I declare that every human agent that must come in partnership with the Holy Spirit to make this request answered, may the Lord convict them to participate with prophecy. And every human agent that is under the influence of spirits and is allowing these requests to continue, we separate them from the influence of those spirits. Father, arise like the mighty God that you are. Turn things around. Let your people return with tearsome testimonies. May fire fall upon this request from heaven, like it did upon the sacrifice of Elijah. And Lord, I pray that these Egyptians we see today, we see them no more forever. We see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Before I do the final impartation, I just feel stirred in my heart to quickly do the altar call. Usually I would do the impartation before the altar call, but the Lord is just placing it in my heart right now. Keep standing, please, no sitting. We have 2 minutes for you. Overflow 1, 2, 3, extension down to the road, following online, the main auditorium. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, I really want to make a decision for Jesus. Probably you've been a Christian before and you want to rededicate your life. Or you are here and you are saying, I want to make this decision. Wherever you are, please leave your seat very quickly. Come and stand here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Stand, please. Stand. Stand. He's not the only one coming. Please, quickly. Are you coming? If they are coming from outside, allow them very quickly. Jesus is calling you. Win that war tonight. Make up your mind. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. Apostle, I want to come out, but I'm not sure. I think I'm born again. If you are not sure, join them. Join them in the name of Jesus and join them quickly. Apostle, I want to come out, but I'm ashamed. My friend is laughing at me. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. Join them quickly. We have just a few seconds. You are coming from outside. Run like there's fire on the mountain. Join them. Very quickly, please. Very quickly. Jesus said, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. The global harvest is a mandate, is a debt we must pay. We must consistently see to it that Jesus remains revealed. Hallelujah. Now, for all of you who are here, overflow three now, and all the overflows, those who are standing in front of their projector screens, and then those following online from whatever part of the world, I'd like you to lift your right hand high to heaven, and then we'll pray this prayer. Let it be from the depth of your heart. You're not reciting a poem. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I believe that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, you are my King. I believe that you died for me, you rose again for my justification. Tonight, consciously and intentionally, I make Jesus my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I receive forgiveness of my sins, and I receive the life of God. I also receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and I declare that I reign with Jesus. From today, I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep the hands lifted. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, according to the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. I declare that you are benefactors of the life of God. The grace to live an empowered and an effective Christian life, I release that grace upon you. And then I commend you to the ministry of the Word and the ministry of the Spirit for your growth, for your advancement, and your efficiency in the kingdom. I declare by this prayer that you go forward ever and backward never. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for the courage to make this decision. Now, very quickly, I want you to follow. Where are they? There's a gentleman waving his hands. I'm sure there will be someone else at the aisle. Please follow them. There will be ushers directing you. There will be a group of people who will receive you for a few minutes, and you'll be back to your seat. Let's celebrate them while they go. Is this the best you can do for them? Hallelujah. Now, please lift your hands. Let me just speak the blessing over your life, and then we'll take the announcement. Just a few minutes and we're done. In 5 minutes max, we're done for tonight. Hallelujah. Now, before I pray this prayer of impartation, let me encourage you. Please make sure that you are a soul winner. For a long time, this place has become a prophetic platform for God to raise people, to heal people, to deliver people. Ensure that at every time, every week, there is somebody who you are bringing to call upon the name of the Lord and for their spiritual growth and efficiency. Are we together now? Do well to invite people and make sure that you come with your heart opened. The Lord is expanding us. But at the same time, we must ensure that the work that is committed is efficient and God is helping us. Are we together now? I want to use this opportunity to salute all the great leaders in this house and all that they continue to do when I'm not around. Please make sure that you continue to participate fully with all of your heart. Sometimes you notice we connect you here to Abuja. That is so that you can join the flow. And by God's grace, this place remains an apostolic and prophetic center where God is discipling nations, raising mighty men. And some of you are the next people to collect this baton, you see. Others gave it to us, and we must pass it on to others. But it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You must open up yourself to learn, to be mentored, to be built. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, favor like you have never seen, may it rest upon your life. Goodness and mercy, may it follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace for influence, the grace for visibility, I decree and declare upon you and upon the works of your hands. May that grace rest upon you now. I pray for your spiritual life, especially for those of you who it has gone down. Your prayer life is not quite the way it should be. Or many of you are trusting God for higher levels of intercession, prayer, fasting. May that fire land upon your life now. The discipline to study scripture, the discipline to learn doctrine that makes for the maturity of the saints, I impart that grace upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, every wrong association in your life, recycling pain, recycling seasons of defeat, I cut you away from those associations forever. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here trusting God for a good and an honorable job, I stand in agreement. Believe what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God, may you return by next miracle service with a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you as you travel by air, by sea, by road, no demonic kidnapper will have access to you or your loved ones. And then I pray that you will not be a victim of any kind and any form of accident. The Bible says he keepeth his bones and none is lost, none is broken. In the name of Jesus, you are preserved. May the grace that makes for honor, the grace that distinguishes you even among your contemporaries, may that grace rest upon you. I pray for your family members, wherever they are, across this nation and across the globe. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the ministry of angels, we declare their preservation. No one here under the sound of my voice will die before their time. I say it again, that no one here under the sound of my voice will die before their time. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrows that fly by day, nor the noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ, the destruction that wasted at noonday, I declare that 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right side, but none shall hurt you. With your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Every helper of your destiny, in this season I command them to show up for you. The gift that God has given you to serve your generation with, that holds your relevance, your honor, your fulfillment, I pray for you in this season. May that gift find visibility. Those of you in business, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord grant you wisdom. Can I pray over your finances? In the name that is above all names, by the mercy of the God of heaven, I pray for you. Supernatural supplies by the Spirit. Strategic favor connections. May God bring men and women who are interested in your well-being. They will invest their credibility, they will invest their resources in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you, every spirit of lukewarmness that wants to affect your spiritual fervency, hence your progress in the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare it departs from your life now and forever. More particularly, I pray for those of you who have come from far. As you return in the power of the Holy Ghost. I place a seal upon you. Even as we prepare to step into the 6th month of the year, everything that was preordained from January till now that has not yet found visibility in your life, in this month of June as you step into it, I call upon the God of my covenant. Every one of them must be featured in your life. In the name of Jesus.